well. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending upon where you are in the world today. This is Dr. Kim Kimpel with Wellness Wednesdays. I am not Dr. Kim Kimpel. However, I am Larry Kimpel, one-fourth of the Kimpel clan. I am your MC, Master of Ceremonies.
An illustrious host.
Illustrious host. And I am here to introduce the wonderful, vivacious, and always effervescent, my lovely wife, Dr. Kim Kimpel. Good morning, Dr. Kim.
Good morning, Mr. Larry. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm just fine. Thank you.
Oh, good. Good, yes, good, good, good. Yes. So what are we discussing today as far as...
Oils?
Oils. Essential oils, yes.
We're discussing peppermint, one of my favorite oils.
Peppermint.
Peppermint.
Ah.
Peppermint
and
oil.
Why is that one of your favorites?
It's the oil that helped with my headaches.
Okay.
Yep. This was one of the first oils that we used. Mm. And so, and we've just learned about some other stuff that it does.
Mm.
So, I'm excited to share about that.
Great.
So, first of all, again, we share each week an essential oil that is represented through the doTERRA line of oils. So we won't hit on all the essential oils out there or all the blends out there because Larry and I only represent doTERRA oils as our business. And we are relatively new to the use of essential oils, have heard about them, but began using them, it'll be a year in June. And I think I've told the story on the show before, but let me share it again because peppermint is what got us really involved in the oils. But I have suffered from headaches for at least half my life. I don't remember how young I was when I started having them, but I remember my first migraine I had when I was in college. I had already had headaches prior to that. In fact, they thought it was wisdom teeth. They thought it was clenching of teeth. But so I've struggled with headaches for a good portion of my life. And then the migraines came on in college and they followed me throughout my life. With some relief sometimes, and then as I went into menopause, they progressively got worse. And so a couple of years ago, they were so bad that I was starting back on medication for them. And the doctor had given me the migraine medication, which if you don't take it immediately at the onset of the migraine, you can't get rid of the headache. It doesn't work. And then they had given me 800 milligram Motrin, with a stomach chaser because all the aspirin in that is not good for your stomach, and Vicodin because I was experiencing migraines that were just lasting and I could function through some of them, but they would just be on. And so I knew I did not want to be on all that medication and I knew I wasn't going to take the Vicodin. And so I began self-medicating, which a lot of us do. And Larry and I were away some years ago and staying in a hotel that didn't have Diet Coke. I'm a Diet Coke drinker, for those of you who don't know. I shouldn't be, and I'm not promoting that on this show, but they were a Pepsi hotel, or as I call it, a Pepsi house. And I had a migraine. We were sitting at dinner, beautiful evening, and the migraine came on. And we didn't have any medication with me. I'm like, oh my God, what am I going to do? And so... he went in the gift shop and he found me some Advil migraine, I think is what it was at that time. And they didn't have a Diet Coke. So we got a Mountain Dew, a Diet Mountain Dew. And I realized that the caffeine, what works for me or had worked for me was the caffeine would help get rid of the headache. And so that became my process for quite some time. And then at some point in time, I was still working out of the house and I woke up one morning with a migraine and I was on my way to work and somebody said that Red Bull had more caffeine in it than Mountain Dew. Now, mind you, I'm a Diet Coke drinker, but I'm addicted to it. And so it has no impact on my headache one way or the other. So I decided I would try a Red Bull that day. And so... That's how the Red Bull, for any of you who know me or wonder why I drank Red Bull for a while, came from. And literally taking the Advil migraine and a Red Bull before I got to the freeway, the headache was gone. I'm like, oh, this is the new medication of choice. And so I had been doing that for several years when I went back to the doctor because the migraines were lasting so much longer. And that's when we realized I was in menopause and the hormones were kicking up and all that was going on. And so my life was kind of miserable. Remember, we talk a little bit about your relationships and how you're feeling in everything that Larry and I do in all of our businesses. And so, of course, my relationship suffered. My physical body and my emotional body was suffering because I couldn't function. I functioned. That was it. I shouldn't say I couldn't function. I functioned, but it wasn't a quality of life. That's the term I want to use. It wasn't quality. And so we did this for a while. And then last summer, a friend of ours was trying to help us with our nonprofit and wanted to share doTERRA with us. And we were looking at it and I couldn't quite figure out how to fit it in at that time. But I mentioned that I had a migraine and at another juncture. And so she brought Past Tense, which is a blend that has peppermint in it, and peppermint to me. And she told me to start using the peppermint that way. Well, by the time she got to me, all the medication was gone except for the Vicodin, and I had not taken that. But now I was on Bear Migraine, which is heavy aspirin, two of those, and a Red Bull Chaser. And I was doing that twice a day. So my stomach was messed up. My head was messed up. I was just a basket case by the time we found doTERRA. And so I used the little bit that she had, and I thought I was having some relief. And we had a class here at our home, and we were trying to earn the product, but we didn't quite make it. And so I told my husband, I said, I can't wait any longer. Let's just bite the bullet and do it. And so we bought a family physician kit, which are all the oils that we've started talking about and we will be talking about first that are in any of the kits that you get from doTERRA. So it's our 10 most popular oils, and peppermint was in there. I got our kit on a Thursday, and we had the 10 oils plus the past tense. And I began using past tense and peppermint every day. And by Saturday, I got it on Thursday afternoon because I remember coming back from a class. So it was Thursday evening. On Saturday, I called my mother and I said, I don't have a headache. And she said, what did you say? And I said, I don't have a headache. And then I called Larry and I said, I don't have a headache. And he said, what did you say? Because it was so unusual for me not to have a headache. I had a headache constantly. And so what I was doing was every morning and every night, once I got rid of the migraine, and I want to say the migraine was probably gone within that week of using the oils where it didn't just come back. I mean, it was gone. And then I decided that I would use peppermint every day, morning and night. So my regimen is that I wake up in the morning, I do whatever I'm going to do, if I'm going to work out or whatever, I wash my face, put my makeup on, and then put my peppermint on. At night, I wash my face, I get ready for bed, and I put my peppermint on. And what that has done is it has literally reduced my headache coming on 95%, I want to say. I mean, it's very rare that I have a headache. And now if I have a headache, I can attribute it to something, whether it's something I ate, whether I'm tired. You know, I get tired headaches. You know, we all get those stress headaches. I still get those. But the constant headache that I was having is gone now. And I attribute that to peppermint because that's what I use every single day. We keep peppermint. Larry uses peppermint. We also use it to help wake us up. You know, peppermint is an oil that if you take a drop and rub it in your hand and then just sniff, it literally will wake you up. We talk about people driving late at night or sitting in traffic. And that's one of the things that peppermint is good for. One drop of peppermint, doTERRA peppermint, one drop equals 26 cups of peppermint tea. It's a lot of tea.
That's
a lot of tea. So a little goes a long way. Because we use it so much, we go through a bottle a month probably, at least. We might go through two because he has his and I have mine. There's a lot of other uses for peppermint. You know, we've all heard about peppermint is good for your stomach. Nausea, what we discovered recently was that it will, one drop of peppermint, if you drop a drop of peppermint on your tongue and you're nauseous, that nausea is gone instantly. I mean, it goes so quick that you forget that you're nauseous. I have experienced this a couple of times, not only for myself, but for my mother and my aunt. My mother was here one day and she said she was feeling kind of nauseous. And I had just learned that peppermint would do this. And so I said, here, take this. I put a drop on her tongue. And within seconds, she started talking about something else. And I was like, are you still nauseous? She said, no, it's gone. And it was that quick. Mm-hmm. And then my aunt, same thing happened. We were out and all of a sudden she got nauseous. And I forgot I had my peppermint with me. Now, remember, when you begin the essential oils, if you're like Larry and I, you will not leave the house without your oils. You don't go anywhere without your oils. Mm-hmm. you know, we have sample bottles that you can carry with you. We have keychains. You know, Larry usually carries his larger size bottles because he travels so much. But I keep them in my purse. They're always with me. So why I didn't remember I had the peppermint oil the day that Auntie Jo was having this nausea spell. So people were trying to get her water. We sat her down. And I was like, oh, Mom, you got your peppermint. And she said, yeah. And we were trying to drop it. And I was trying to give her a drop. And I must have dropped two drops. She's like, oh, my gosh. But it was gone. It was gone that quick. So it's a fast acting oil. Let me tell you a little bit about the actual peppermint itself. So peppermint is a creeping plant with fragrant leaves, steam distilled from leaves, stems, flowers, and buds. The minty, fresh, and slightly camphor-like scent of peppermint is helpful to us in so many amazing ways. And so there's a brief video about peppermint that is actually for doTERRA, is grown in Washington State. So this is an American oil. It's one of the best in the country, in the world. So we're going to put that up on our Facebook page so you can take a look at it. It's a really short video, but you'll get an idea of how the peppermint is grown and how they distill it and how they transplant it and how it's used. But this oil can help with arthritis, asthma, bronchitis, depression, fatigue. I didn't know this one. Food poisoning. Hemorrhoids.
Hemorrhoids,
hives, hysteria, irritable bowel syndrome, itchy skin, liver issues, promotes regeneration, memory loss, morning sickness, motion sickness. Again, that's that nausea when you're in a car and you've got motion sickness on an airplane. Peppermint. I've given it to several pregnant women. And if there's anybody out there listening and they want to know, is it safe? Yes, it's safe. You just want to drink plenty of water with it. But if you're taking a drop, it's not going to make that much difference to you.
Well, the as you were saying, the doTERRA brand is certified pure therapeutic grade.
So absolutely. Absolutely.
It's safe.
It's safe. Nerves supports and regenerates radiation exposure. Rheumatism, elevate and open sensory system, shock, soothe and cool skin, keeps you cool on really hot days, throat infection, toothaches, tuberculosis, varicose veins, and vomiting.
I beg your pardon?
Vomiting.
Oh.
Yeah, because again, it'll stop all of those.
The nauseous.
Yeah, the nauseous feelings that comes with it. So we have found so much use for it that it's incredible. I want you to tell them the story of your musicians and the night and what happened to one of your musicians.
Oh, yeah. I have a band, and I was at a rehearsal at our house, actually. And we had, I guess, 5-6 musicians in the house. And somehow we got on the subject. Somebody had Somebody had a nauseous feeling or something.
No, they were tired. They were getting tired.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay, that's what it was. I'm sorry. So I said, you know what? I got something for that. So I went in the bedroom, got my peppermint, came back out, and my drummer, Nat Scott, was like, man, wait a minute. I walked back in the room. He's like, oh, I can smell that, and you just pulled the top of it off, you know. So I gave it to, I think it was Norman, guitar player, and I said, just put a little drop in your hand and cup your hands, rub your hands together and cup your nose and breathe. And they went like, whoa. Oh, you know, I mean, it was just like, so all of them immediately were like, oh, wow, what happened? Man, you got to try, you know, so they all started trying it. So I think everybody except one guy that night bought a bottle.
Right, and he bought it 2 days later.
Yeah, bought a bottle of peppermint. Everybody except one. And they all, to my knowledge, are still using it. Matter of fact, Nat just ordered a bottle for his wife.
Right. And the cool thing about Nat was the next day he called us.
Yes. And he was having trouble sleeping. Mm-hmm. And it helped him to sleep.
Right. And that's unusual because we use peppermint as a wake up. Right. But what we believe, now this is the Kempels
theory.
Yeah, this is the Dr. Kempels house theory, is that he probably wasn't sleeping because he was congested and couldn't breathe. Right. And so once you open up those nasal passages and it supports that breathing, like it said, the lung capacity and everything, he was able to rest. And so he called us up. He said, now I'm mad. I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight. And sure enough, the next night, he wasn't able to sleep. And so he's been on peppermint ever since. So those are just some of the stories that we have about peppermint. But I love this. Peppermint oil cools emotions and dissipates anger, hysteria, and nervousness. It energizes and relieves mental fatigue, increases joy, inspires confidence, self-esteem. It awakens the central nervous system, stimulates the brain, improves memory, and clarifies thought processes. It increases insight and inspires new thoughts and ideas. And so remember, we've talked about there's several ways to use the oils. So peppermint, they use the whole plant. And one of the, you can use it aromatically, which is diffusing it. You can, or just like Larry said, you can just open the top and smell it or put a drop. That's aromatically as well. Topically, you can put it on your body, which is what I do every day, with putting it on my forehead, my temples, the back of my neck. Women often ask me, where should I put it? Wherever your headache is where you put it. You can put it in your hair. You know, every once in a while, we'll get a headache in the top of our head. Put it in the top of your head. And you can ingest it. Again, doTERRA oils are one of the only oils that most of them can be ingested. If it's an ingestible oil, you can ingest it. And sometimes it does have a warming feel. So if you have sensitive skin, you may, even though it cools you when it first goes on, you might feel this ting. So if you have sensitive skin, you want to dilute it with fractionated coconut oil. But really great, put it in your water. You know, sometimes you'll go to a restaurant. I've noticed people that will have peppermint. They'll ask for a mint for their water. Just like we ask for lemon. Lemon and peppermint together in your water is great. There's a recipe for, think about chocolate brownies with mint in them. But here's a couple of other interesting uses of peppermint. And I have had the skin irritation or the rash, and I've used peppermint and lavender, and it does. It takes away the itching and all that kind of stuff. This one, as a study aid, you can add 2 drops of peppermint, rosemary, and lemon. Rub on the back of the neck while reading or studying for a long time. Put several drops of the blend on cotton balls into a Ziploc bag and inhale during exam. Well, that's a good one. Or just before entering the room. Memory. Peppermint drops on a cup, cotton ball in a Ziploc bag or 1 ounce cream container. And open and breathe in to keep studying and memorizing, and breathe in again just before the exam. Hot flashes. Oh my gosh, this works. Apply it, the oils, to your wrists or the back of your neck, and then inhale and notice the heat level dropping. When you're in ladies, when you're in menopause or you're having that hot flash, try it. Just, you know, just put a couple of drops.
Now, you know, men go through menopause, too.
I believe it, because y'all got some really, you know.
What are you trying to say?
Yeah. They don't, it's not.
It's not called menopause, but it's hot flashes. We do get them.
Yeah. So try the peppermint, you know. Fatigue fighting, we talked about that. You can just do it in the palm of your hand. There's some other ways to do that, but in the palm of your hand. And then something that we just read about that I did not realize was that peppermint is good at getting rid of, what were the ones I told you? The little critters that peppermint doesn't like?
Oh, is it the ants or something?
Yeah, it was ants, roaches. Where did it go? I just read that. And no, I can't find it. Oh, here it is. Here it is. Okay. To deter rats, mice, ants, and cockroaches. And all of us going to have ants pretty soon because it's getting ready to get hot. Mm. Place 2 drops of peppermint oil on a cotton ball and place along the path or point of entry of these pests. Mm. I think that's just so cool. That's just so cool.
Yeah, I think you can also
put it in a spray bottle.
Put it in a spray bottle, dilute it. And spray that area, and that they are not going to pass that threshold. They can't stand it.
Yeah. One drop, we use peppermint now. I think we've mentioned before, we use peppermint now as mouthwash.
Yeah.
We stopped purchasing that. Again, you know, when you start to think about, and if you are more interested in trying to purchase and you want more information about the products, feel free to email us or call us or write us. And peppermint is wholesale with doTERRA is $20.50 a bottle. And when you think about all the uses, and there's 200 drops in a bottle of peppermint oil, it's incredible. You know, sometimes we think, oh, it's too expensive, I can't afford it. But I was spending, you know, my Red Bull was I was waiting for them to be 2 for $5, you know, and
it was a big deal when they was on sale, too.
Yeah.
Go get me some Red Bull.
Yeah.
They on sale.
They on sale. It's true. You know, and so when you think about that, what's more, you know, something natural going in or on your body and you're spending the money for it, or something unnatural and unhealthy going into your body and then worried about how you feel. So I want to encourage you to think about that and think about how it makes you feel to not have a headache. Larry and I were actually traveling last year at the doTERRA convention. We were there a couple of days and then we had to leave because he had to go to work. And I remember looking at him sitting on the side of the bed one day and saying to him, babe, I don't have a headache. I don't have a headache. And it was so freeing. And for those of you who don't experience headaches, it's probably not a big deal. But for those of us that live with chronic headaches every day, whether it's just a regular headache, a migraine, a tension headache, a tired headache, when you have one every day and you finally don't have one, that's huge. That's huge.
Yeah. And I just to put that in perspective, what you just said, you and I have known each other for the majority of our lives.
Right.
But in the second half of our life, when we got married,
right.
People, we're talking about a 25-year span.
Yeah, that's true.
Of having actually 26 years, because I remember taking her to the doctor when they were talking about it was her jaw because she was clenching her teeth. I remember them giving her medication for that.
Right.
That was, you know, before we even got married,
right.
And we're still, and just now this year, you know, this last year, she's just now gotten over the headaches.
Yeah,
that's very huge.
Yeah,
you know, just to put that in perspective for people.
Yeah, that's great because I hadn't even thought about it like that. Yeah, he's known me. You know, we've been married 25 years this year, and together again 26. And so, it is. It's a big deal. You know, when you think about that, or so as you start thinking about, you know, this might not be for you. It might not be something that you experience, but all of us know somebody that's either chronic headache, migraine, tension. You know, going through the menopause, this is a simple solution. It's not, you know, probably not what we would say would be the protocol for that. But my hot flashes have ceased. very much under control. My menopause is now, you know, I wouldn't know I was going through it except for weight, you know. And so it's a really cool alternative. And when you feel better, your attitude is better. Your outlook is better. You're able to function. You're able to do things. You know, think about it. I just like they say, a functional alcoholic or a functional illiterate who doesn't know how to read but functions every day. I was functioning in pain every day, but to not have the pain, that's huge. That's huge. Oh, so yeah. I'm functioning so much better. I'm at a much higher level. Or thinking about your kids who can't focus when they're getting ready to take a test or they're anxious. I remember me being in school the entire time I was in school, even when I got my doctor. If you told me test, I freaked out. And so now if there was a test to take, I can control that now. You know, if I'm nauseous now, I can control that now. I know what to do with it, as opposed to just that flight or flight and not knowing how to respond to it.
Right.
So,
right. Yeah. Not to mention the fact that it's just a, just an overall, well, the 5-hour energy is,
this
is the 5-hour energy replacement. You know, we just took a trip to Las Vegas, you know, just a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, it's a 3-hour drive straight down the 15 freeway from our house. You know, but 3 hours, that's a long time in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the peppermint and no problems going or coming.
Yeah.
You know, just and when you feel a little, you know, when you feel a little groggy coming on, you take a little sniff.
Right.
Pardon. You know, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
You know, but yeah, you smell a little bit or put it on your tongue and it immediately opens up the airways and
you even put it under your nose sometimes.
Yeah. A little drop on your nose.
Our caution would be, ladies, especially ladies, be careful about your eyes. That's why I do it after my makeup, because I have a tendency to spread my powder and then I forget it and it's spread. I'm like, oh, you know, so you'll have this little tingling. And just so you know, if there's ever a burning, don't use water. You want to use fractionated coconut oil because the water just
lasts
a long time. Well, those are some of the highlights of peppermint. And again, if you have any questions, you can find us at, where are we located?
Facebook.com/giftoftheearth all together.
And our website is
kimandlarry.giftoftheearth.com.
Right. So there's more information there. We're going to put the link up for the video so you can see on our Facebook page, but you can go to our website.